effects also rippled outwards to change the lives of Africans who'd once seen Libya as a great source of revenue.
One recent Sunday afternoon, amid the yellow dust, sunshine and traffic fumes of Accra, I met a man who told me that Colonel Gaddafi was the Messiah. The man's name was Karim Mohammed, an ebullient 45-year-old tailor who had spent 3 years living and working in Libya before the fall of Gaddafi. He was married with 3 children and lived in a 6-bedroom house that he had built using the money he had earned in Libya. In Libya, everybody was happy, he told me. In America, there are people sleeping under bridges. In Libya, never. There was no discrimination, no problems, nothing. The work was good and so was the money. My life is all thanks to Gaddafi. He was the Messiah of Africa. Karim was far from unusual in this part of Ghana. As we talked, 2 other men sauntered over to join the conversation and turned out to share his passion.